Donald Trump owing much of his presidential victory to voters in what is commonly called the Rust Belt. He's made promises to help out blue-collar workers.
The people in Ohio, the people in the Rust Belt, and they call it the Rust Belt for a reason, because everything's rusting and rotting. You lost your jobs. They're moving to Mexico.
Well, a key government backstop that funds the pensions for the blue-collar workers may be running out. We're going to get more information on this now. Bloomberg's Jim Morelli joining us now in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington, D.C. studios. Jim, thanks for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about this backstop. It is running out of money. How much is it going to cost for Congress to keep it up?
The Congressional Budget Office projects that to recapitalize the insurance fund for what they call multi-employer pensions, which are collectively bargained by unions across an industry, it costs $34 billion to make sure that all the projected claims against it from pension funds that are threatened to go insolvent in the next 20 years would be made whole by the at least the, all the claims would be paid.
And what makes this specifically a issue that affects Appalachia, the Great Lakes states, most heavily?
Well, a lot of the, one of the biggest unions that two of the biggest unions that have pension funds that are projected to be insolvent within the decade are the United Mine Workers, which is all over at Appalachia, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, and the Central States Teamsters Fund, which is many of its members are concentrated in places like Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, other states as well throughout the South. And Trump has promised to make their lives better. And here is a problem that I'm not sure he anticipated this coming up, but coal state senators are pressing to preserve the viability of the UMW 1974 pension plan as well as health benefits. They got a short extension of health benefits, which were expected to expire for some 16,000 people in January. But they say they're going to be back and they're going to be pressing for pension relief as well.
But $34 billion, I can't imagine that the Congress is going to go for that price tag. I mean, it's not entirely up to the president-elect.
It's going to be a difficult lift for Congress to do that. And maybe over time, there may be one of the options could be to cut benefits. But the CBO says that even cutting benefits, the benefits in this case would be what would the payout would be to the people if they got the insurance payment, which is still a reduced amount. But even cutting that would not necessarily make up the shortfall.
And Jim, this is an interesting test case because you see underfunded public pensions all over the place. This is a nationwide crisis that's looming, and this just seems to be one step along the way.
Well, that's why Republican leaders like Mitch McConnell and Mike Enzi, who chairs the pension subcommittee of the Senate Health and Labor Education and Labor Committee, are resisting doing a special deal for the mine workers, which the coal state people want to use a different source of revenue to shore that up. Because they're saying it would set a bad precedent because we've got all these other problems with public and private pensions. So they don't want to set up a stampede of claims from other unions, yet they're going to have to deal with this other problem as well.
Okay, so they're not looking at making a big gesture to help all of them. They're looking to not set a precedent to help any of them.
Well, they are talking about if we're going to solve this problem, we need to do it on a global basis. And the Finance Committee in the Senate is definitely studying options for how to deal with multi-employer pensions.
And so where do you see this going in the next Congress, and when might we see some action?
I don't think we'll see any action real soon, but there may be some nibbling around the edges with some short-term, smaller—
I mean, it doesn't sound like something you want to become a 2018 campaign issue.
Right, no.
I think they're going to have to take action between now and the election.
Okay, Jim Morelli from Bloomberg Government's been following this. He's going to keep us posted. Thank you so much for stopping in today and bringing us up to speed on this. Now, coming up on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, and Power, You know, the first order of the new Congress is going to be to repeal replace.
But maybe not replace.
Well, we're going to get to that. It's going to be harder than anybody anticipated. And the main thing that they need for this is actually going to be time. We'll talk about that just ahead. This is Bloomberg.